We talked yesterday about this recreational drone that landed on the lawn of the White House. Turned out to be a government employee. He was drinking and droning. He didn't even realize where it had landed. Went to bed.
It ran into a tree.
Himself in. And of course, exactly what we feared may now happen, because when people fly their drones into the hot pots in Yellowstone or into the White House lawn, what happens is people freak out and they think we need a whole bunch of laws and regulations.
Yes.
If everyone would just drone responsibly, we would not have this issue. But they can't. And so now the president, President Barack Obama, is using that incident as a little launch pad to talk about how important it is we have more regulation regarding these unmanned aircraft. This is what he said.
Going to
No, that's not it. Stop it.
I've actually asked the FAA and a number of agencies to examine how are we managing this new technology. Because the drone that landed in the White House, you buy in Radio Shack. You know that there are companies like Amazon that are talking about using small drones to deliver packages. There are incredibly useful functions that these drones can play in terms of farmers who are managing crops and conservationists who want to take stock of wildlife. So there are a whole range of things we can do with it. But we don't really have any kind of regulatory structure at all for it.
Again, if people would just be responsible, we wouldn't need the regulation. But now it's too late. Once you drunk and drone and landed in the White House, it's too late.
To apologize. It is too late. With this in mind, we spoke with Richard Hansen. He's with the Academy of Model Aeronautics. And he makes a great point, and that is that some regulations are already in place at the White House.
Since 2009, there's specific regulation that says you cannot fly an unmanned aircraft anywhere within the what's called the flight restricted zone around the U.S. Capitol. So there's already a regulation that very specifically prohibits and regulates the activity that occurred. So writing additional regulation isn't going to resolve an issue that they can't resolve with existing regulation.
I am having flashbacks to our texting and driving conversation when there are already rules on the books.
Yes.
We don't need to add more, punish him for the one he already broke.
No, he needs to be in double dog legal jeopardy and then triple dog legal jeopardy. This is the once again the failure of politicians to understand at the highest levels that laws are for the law abiding. And many times that means laws are not for the drunk, because they have a tendency to not be able to follow the laws very well. When you already have a law in place and that law is violated, and you say the answer is another law.
There ought to be a law.
There is a law. It's already in place. Now, Richard Hansen with the Academy of Model Aeronautics says that regulations are not the best way to go about keeping flying drones safe. He says there's a better way.
Working within the community and establishing safety standards and allowing for individuals to opt into the program and to agree to comply by those guidelines that exist within the community. And it's been extremely successful within the model aircraft community for decades. Our members rarely ever show up on the U.S. news of having done something inappropriately, and it's because they are well informed in terms of the proper and best practices for flying this type of aircraft.
Okay, well, Richard Hansen, I admire that. I appreciate that. But he is with the Academy of Model Aeronautics.
Yes.
Most, I don't know about most, but a huge group of people who are now flying drones are not members of the Academy of Model Aeronautics.
The AMA.
So I don't, my son, we were just at a hobby shop.
Yeah.
These sorts of things available to buy. They weren't asking people to raise their right hand and obey some sort of model aeronautics oath or anything.
Put a pamphlet in a box.
That no one will read.
Put it in there and it says, well, but still, they'll be accountable for it. These are the rules. This guy, if he broke federal laws, droning while drunk. He needs to be punished. And then the way he is punished needs to be publicized. We in the media will help spread the message. And that's what should happen when you break laws.
There's already a law.
Yeah. And then people, that's how you get the education out. Now, this company who makes this particular drone, I've heard conflicting stories because I just listened to ABC's story and they said that they're going to add geofencing for airports. I have several stories here that say that these particular drones already were geofenced for airports.
Okay, explain they that just, though.
That means that these Phantom 2 drones have a GPS inside them and they are programmed to not allow somebody to fly within airport airspace. It will just say no.
The drone this man was using.
That is correct.
So what happened?
Not geofenced for the White House.
Oh. So and who is in charge of those geofencing?
The company that makes them.
Smell a lawsuit.
DJI has announced a firmware update that they say they were already working on. It will be released in the coming days that will add no-fly zones centered around Washington, D.C., and will extend for 25 kilometers in all directions.
So what else is involved besides airports? Just government
right now,
facilities?
Airports and D.C., I guess. Mm. Phantom pilots in this area will not be able to take off from or fly into this airspace.
That sounds like a simple solution.
That they geofenced the airports, but they neglected the White House.
Right. It's easy to miss.
Failure of imagination.